podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for Aviation Consumer and AdWeb. We've been doing a lot of reporting on diesels, and of course, diesels play in the concern over the continuing availability or lack of availability of avgas. So diesels are getting some attention. Today, we're talking to Andrew Pouring of a company called Sonix down in Annapolis, Maryland. And Andrew, you've developed a technology called radical compression, which I guess we could say is somewhere between diesel technology and conventional spark ignition gasoline technology. Give us some basics on this.
That's correct. It's a combination of constant volume, constant pressure combustion, and the term that we use is Sonix controlled auto ignition because it's a sparkless process at compression ratios far less than those of a diesel.
So the basic process here, to understand it, one has to understand the chemistry, which is a little complex, but it's not too difficult to grasp the concept. So tell us about the radical formation during the course of this combustion event and this type of engine.
Well, the key is, first of all, it has to be direct injection, so you have fuel directly injected into the cylinder. The piston has to have a bowl. The bowl has to have be surrounded by what we call microchambers, which are chemical reaction chambers that protect chemical species from full ignition that occurs in the main chamber.
And this this engine can be configured as either a two-cycle or four-cycle. I think you've said you've done most of the research in a four-cycle type engine?
That's correct. We've done some in the two-stroke, but you lose control that we have in the four-stroke because we can position the peak pressure and the start of combustion at any point in the combustion cycle.
Now, typically one of the challenges in diesel engines is weight because they have to contain a very high cylinder pressure, and that also applies to aerodiesels, and that's one of the struggles that the designers have to contend with, is to make the engine light enough to work in an airplane. But this, because of its cylinder pressures, doesn't need that type of structure. So what might a radical compression engine look like physically?
Well, first of all, it would be at a compression ratio of typically 12.5 to 1. The peak cylinder pressures we control to be the same as the gasoline engine at about 60 bar for all wide open throttle operation, which is without a throttle plate, so that there's everything is wide open throttle from idle to max power.
So in terms of weight savings or weight reduction over a typical diesel, what kind of ratio are we talking about here?
Well, it's the same ratio between a gasoline engine and a diesel engine. So so far we've retrofitted engines in demonstration projects that were gasoline engines and maintained the same peak cylinder pressure that the gasoline engine had.
Let's talk a little bit about fuel specifics. Typical gasoline engines these days are running, the good ones are running at about 0.4, maybe as low as 0.3 pounds per horsepower hour. How do these engines stack up?
Well, we have been running a wide open throttle and most of the engine map at a brake specific of 0.36. And that's on a retrofit basis. I think that when we continue on into direct injected gasoline engines, that they will be in that same ballpark. The initial data we have on the sparkless gasoline engine is at a brake specific of 0.36.
Now, if we were going to build an engine like this, I guess just looking at the sketches you sent me, it seems to me that the big challenge would be manufacturing the piston.
The challenge is in the manufacturing of the piston. However, we've worked with in the past with three different piston manufacturers. Prototypes have been built by those. They've been tested in our lab and other labs. We have also gone on to simplify the production process so that the process that we have now is doable on a series production piston line.
The thing that most surprises me about this, I guess maybe astounds me is that it will burn any fuel. It doesn't care about octane. It doesn't care about cetane values. Whatever burns, whatever you can get into that cylinder, it will burn.
That's correct. And the reason is that the initiation process always starts, no matter what the fuel is, whether it's a alcohol fuel or a military JP-8 or JP-5 fuel or Jet-A, the process always starts with the hydroperoxyl radical, hydrogen peroxide, and formaldehyde. Those three species are the ones that always initiate the process, no matter what the fuel.
Now, this technology, we should point out, is in actual use in military applications. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Well, no, then not specifically this, but a derivative that is used in the Scan Eagle that's produced by In-Situ Boeing. A derivative, the engine is a two-stroke engine that uses a derivative technology that does not have a modified piston where the two-stroke process is entirely in the cylinder head.
So where do we go from here with this technology, do you think? What would you like to see happen?
Well, we believe that since we can have such a good reduction of fuel consumption, typically we're looking at 20-25% reduction of fuel consumption with respect to either the heavy fuels or gasoline. The U.S. economy is a gasoline economy, and we would like to see the means to produce a sparkless gasoline direct injected engine, the GDI engine.
And what kind of time frame or interest in development do you think might happen here?
Well, we have engines that have run on different fuels here in the laboratory and demonstrated the feasibility over the different fuels. It's a question of getting serious now and build some demonstrators that industry can take and evaluate in their own labs, because no one ever believes what's done in anyone else's lab except their own.
Okay, well, we look forward to taking a look at it in your lab and maybe seeing this technology develop. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you. You're welcome.
We've been speaking with Andrew Poring of Sonex. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb and Aviation Consumer. You can find a fuller report on this technology in the September 2010 issue of Aviation Consumer. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.